Welkom bij iPod Radio Sunday Sessions.
fear in your mind falling, and the love you are released. Come and drink, outcast, no longer slave, now master of the wind. Breathe to life the bones of justice. Teach us, mother, how to dance again. With the song of freedom on our lips, we'll wake up the dawn. With the song of freedom on our lips, we'll wake up.
Do not be afraid. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just wanna speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus.
Your name.
flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Like a story told you've always known. You took my breath in the daylight. You stole my heart like a thief in the night. And I am not a perfect man. I have unclean lips and soiled hands. From the soil you eat will rise. We are dust with love that never dies.
To God, the element of passion and worship is so important. Passion has been defined as a strong feeling or emotion towards someone or something that also relates to enthusiasm and desire. But we also understand that passion is correlated with suffering, the passion of Christ, the suffering of Christ. And so there's a scripture verse in Hebrews that said that Christ endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. And what that says is that Christ endured the cross because he loved us. And as in enduring, he saw beyond the cross the benefits that salvation was going to bring, so he endured. And so as worshipers, when we understand that definition, there are things that we endure also, because we understand that there is something greater before us. David speaks to us about this element of passion and worship when he hears that in Obadiah, God is blessing them, because that's where the Ark of the Covenant dwells, the presence of God. And David says, wait a minute, why should he be blessed and Israel not be blessed? So David says, we're going to bring the presence of the Lord back to Jerusalem. And so what I want to say to you today, if we're going to be passionate worshipers, we can't worship from a distance, but we worship in intimacy. And David said, we got to bring the ark back here so we can be back in his presence. Because as passionate worshipers, that element of intimacy brings about, as in a relationship in marriage, it brings about conception. that brings about birthing. And so in our lives as passionate worshipers, God begins to speak to us in that intimacy, and he begins to reveal to us his secrets and his things. And it's in that passion of worship that dreams and vision begins to be birthed in us, because we're passionate worshipers. And David said, we got to bring the presence back home. David also reminds us that when we're passionate worshipers, it is going to cost us something. And so it's interesting, they said that they sacrifice, it says 6 paces. Now, I don't know if it was once 6 paces and then they took their time to go back home, or if they worship and sacrifice every 6 paces. But whatever the case may be, there was a sacrifice. There was a bloodshed. There was a price to pay. If we're going to be passionate worshipers, there is a price to be paid. And many times it's sacrifice. And the sacrifice, most of the time, is you and I. But as we look behind us and we see this trail of blood, because of sacrifices, because of tears, because of denials, we will make sure that after everything we've been through, we're going to continue to move forward, because we understand that there's something greater before us. And after all that price that has been paid, I will not allow my worship to be forfeited or my passion in worship to be waned. It is also interesting that as they finally get to Jerusalem, because the first time they failed in their attempt, because David kind of misjudged a few things. And so they got a new card, and they thought the new card was going to impress God. But God says, my presence is not going to be put on some card. But he says, my presence is to be carried by the Levites. My presence is to be carried by my people. That in this moment that we live, we are to carry the very presence and the glory of God everywhere we go. And David was speaking to us about this element in our passion and worship. And so David begins to dance, and he took all his trappings, all his garb that reminded of being a king. He put it aside and he began to dance with all his might. And there are things in our lives as a passionate worship we have to strip and we have to take off, because we're in the presence of God. Promotions and titles have to remain at the door, because we're in the presence of the Lord. And David began to worship. And his wife saw him from the window, and she began to criticize him. Why? Because you can't worship with passion from the distance. You have to be in the element of intimacy with the presence of the Lord. And Michael criticized. And it's interesting that the Bible says that Michael was barren the rest of her life, because it's only through intimacy that the things of God are birthed. It was the beginning of January. I was home, and I got up that Sunday morning, and it was pretty early. And I had this vision, and in the vision, my house right in the backside, there's a school and there's a playground. And in the vision, I saw my grandson Josiah, who's about at that time 3 years of age. He says, Papi, I want to go outside and play. And I said, now Josiah, you be very careful, and you stay in the playground. And I said, I'm going to be right here, and I'm going to be watching you. And so as I'm doing the things, and I look, I see that somebody had picked up Josiah and took off running. And when I saw that, I took off running. And I ran as hard as I knew to run. And I was perspiring, and I was kind of apprehensive. And finally, the individual stops and turns around. And just before I get to him to grab Josiah, he hands me Josiah. And the voice said to me, as much as you love Josiah, and as hard that you're pursuing with passion to find me to get your son, your grandson, it was the Lord saying, I want you to search for me with that type of passion. God was saying to me, I want you to come after me with that same passion that you were running after to get your son. And the second thing that God said to me is, and when you find me, he says, there are things in your life right now that you're fighting the enemy because you think the enemy has them. But he says, the enemy does not have them. He says, I have them. He says, you think it's the enemy, but no, I have them. And he says, as you seek me and pursue me with that type of passion, the very things that you need, he says, I have. And as you find me, I will release them and I'll give them to you. In a month's time, something I've been praying for 2 years, in 1 month's time, those three things were fulfilled because I thought the enemy had them, but God says, no, I have them. And as you're passionate worshipers and you come into my presence, he says, I will release the very things that you need. That's why the psalmist says this, in my presence there is fullness of joy, and at my right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Just look at the trail that you have left behind you. Thank God for the sacrifice, but look forward. There's something greater before you. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Every individual, God, within my voice, there's a price and a trail that has been left. But I pray, Father, right now, by the unction and the moving of your Holy Spirit, that the passion and the desire will increase even now in your presence. And that something will be happening, a connection, Father, right now in the presence of the Lord. And I pray, Father, right now that there are very things that are going to begin to be released because you're bringing them in, God. It is the Spirit that brings us in. It's the psalmist that says, as the deer panteth after the water brook, so my soul longs and thirsts for you, God. And Father, you said, if you seek me, you shall find me. And when we find you, we find the very things that we've been desiring because, God, you desire to release them. And so, Father, I just pray for vision and dreams, and I pray for people's lives, and I pray for passion, and I just pray, Father, that you would just release your Spirit in your presence. And then even now, God, you will begin to stir the hearts of your people, and that right now somebody's passion, God, is being ignited in the presence of the Lord, and that there is a desire, a strong desire, to see God and everything about you. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you count?